But right now, let's play a little game we like to play from time to time called Is It Racist?
Is it racist?
Generally, when you ask the question,
yeah,
you kind of know the answer.
Yeah. This doesn't feel like a game with a lot of outcome difference.
This one's a real layup.
Okay.
As far as answering, is it racist? It was before a high school girls' basketball game, Blake. This was in Oklahoma. Norman High School taking on Midwest City. What a generic name. Midwest City. Why not just City?
City.
And in the pregame, so they step aside, the announcers, the high school basketball announcers, step aside for the playing of the national anthem. And at first I thought this is just a good homer call because you can't really hear what they're saying. The national anthem is so loud, but their mic is still on. They step aside for playing of the national anthem. Their mic is hot, and their network is still playing it. I have the audio.
Oh, good.
And we will be right back here live after the national anthem, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Well, let's let it play out here.
We are back here live.
So apparently the engineer realized, oh, man, they're up, and it turned it down, and then it ended and then brought him back up. So I don't know if you could hear in there, they were saying, what are they, kneeling again? They're kneeling. So many of the girls on one of the teams knelt during the national anthem. And you know how that's a big hot button, right? Well, what you couldn't hear, there was a couple beeps in there. A couple were for the F word because they were effing kneeling.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of were for the N word.
Mm.
As he refused to some of the players as that naughtiest of N words.
Yeah.
Jake.
Yeah.
So the answer to is it racist, again, yeah. But a couple of stories stem off of this. Now, two stories. One, the guy's air quote apology. Matt Rowan was the play-by-play guy. And he pretty quickly issued a press release, and this has been broken down now.
Yeah.
He says, I, Matt Rowan, on Thursday, March 11, 2021, most regrettably made some statements that cannot be taken back.
By the way, I think it's bad any time you have to say I, comma, and your name. And
that's
comma.
Why I read it like that. Like, whoever says that.
Anytime you end up in that spot, something has gone awry.
During the Norman High School girls' basketball game against Midwest City, I made inappropriate and racist comments believing that the microphone was off.
Okay, well, I don't know that you needed to include that level of excuse.
However,
uh-huh.
Let me state immediately, that is no excuse.
But
such comments,
actually, it is an excuse. You literally just gave an excuse and said that's no excuse.
He was trying to pass blame there.
Such comments should never have been uttered.
Oh, engineer's upset over here.
are you ready? We're going to try and put up a force field here.
Okay.
I'm a family man.
Yep.
I am married, have two children, and at one time was a youth pastor.
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo. Had a cup of coffee in the Sunday school.
I feel like I'm not selling you yet, so I'll continue.
Okay.
I continue to be a member of a Baptist church.
So, well, like, you just go there sometimes? Like, what does that really mean?
I have not only embarrassed and disappointed myself, I have embarrassed and disappointed my family and my friends.
Uh-huh. Not sold yet.
I will state...
Okay.
...that I suffer type 1 diabetes.
I'm sorry.
And during the game, my sugar was spiking. While not excusing my remarks, it is not unusual when my sugar spikes that I become disoriented and often say things that are not appropriate as well as hurtful.
Yes,
I do not believe that I would have made such horrible statements absent my sugar spiking.
Okay. Okay, that's
while the comments I made would certainly seem to indicate that I am racist.
They would.
I am not.
Oh, well, okay.
I have never considered myself to be racist.
All right. Well, then that settles it.
And in short, cannot explain why I made these comments.
I can. I think there's a pretty easy A to B explanation. It's that you're a racist.
Nuh-uh. He said he's not.
Oh.
You didn't.
Well, he doesn't consider himself as such. So, yeah, that's... That's an all-timer. I mean, if he literally would have just stopped at, I didn't know the mic was on, but that's no excuse, then it already would have been an absolute banger.
But the sugar... The thing is, he didn't do it... His sugar spiking, he did still realize the mic was off.
Right.
So he didn't just start Tourette screaming out
right.
bad words.
After a particular spike or set or something. No, that's you know, it made me think of, there was a news story we did a couple years ago in the summer of 2019, where a woman was caught on a, I guess, probably a cell phone camera, yelling the N-word at a group of women at a restaurant. And when the news caught up with her, she said that she had anxiety. And I believe at the time we dubbed that an emotional support slur.
Right. That's a different thing of admitting you did it, but then blaming an ailment.
Right. An ailment that is largely not associated, although I don't know that any are, with racism. That's,
So we've tried anxiety, that didn't work.
not enough cover.
And now we are attempting to blame diabetes on racism.
And, you know,
as you said, banger.
One of the funniest things about that
and it's
is...
it's all in print, too. Yeah. He printed it out.
I, Matt Rowan. One of the funniest things about that, too, is, like, a lot of people have diabetes. So, like, you didn't even pick one that's off the board enough to where maybe people are like,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe,
I don't know anybody that has that.
Yeah,
so
maybe
I suppose, like, that
you do.
Could be the case. Like,
see, I have hypertension, and it causes me to be racist.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have that. Like, type 1 diabetes is an extremely common... malady. So I don't think you can pull that one off.
In type 1, he knows when he's crashing. It's not like it's never happened to him before.
Right. But every time that it happens, though, I mean, this time, it's African-Americans.
Yeah, but I go to
who
a
knows
Baptist.
Who it could be.
Did I mention I go to a Baptist church?
Are you,
I go back to that
one? Are you
I
remember?
Recall that you used to be a youth pastor.
Right. Once I cared about kids.
Okay.
All right. It's 1:30. Let's do the news next.